Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The storm has mostly moved on into the Great Lakes region and Canada, but Des Moines, Iowa has been under a winter weather advisory after getting about a half a foot of snow. KCCI-TV's Todd Mangle.
Homeowners tried to keep up with heavy snowfall. At times it was falling about an inch every hour.
It's very thick and fluffy, and lots of it. I'll tell you that, lots of it.
Anna Larson braved the storm to give her dog Noah a break. He barely made it through the snowdrifts.
Oh, it's terrible. It's cold. And I'm off work because we can't drive in it.
In the Mid-South, the weather problem has mostly been rain. And at that train derailment site in Ohio, the problem is concern about the safety of the air and the water.
On a visit to East Palestine, EPA Administrator Michael Regan vowed to hold rail operator Norfolk Southern accountable.
Let me be clear. EPA will exercise our oversight and our enforcement authority under the law.
The railway says it's removing contaminants from the ground and streams and offering more residents financial aid.
Correspondent Roxana Saberi on our recent aerial shootdown watch.
The president says of the three objects he ordered shot down within the last week,
nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
He says his administration is now working on protocols for how to handle similar objects going forward. As for the Chinese spy balloon he ordered taken down earlier this month, Mr. Biden says he makes no apologies.
I expect to be speaking with President Xi, and I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
And more news from there, a health report on the president. Here's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has his physical this morning. It was very much the exam was straightforward. And as you all saw, he returned to the White House to get back to work.
His doctor says basically Mr. Biden is fine. In Atlanta, a very limited release of that report of a special grand jury that's been investigating possible criminality after the 2020 election in Georgia. It did not include possible charging recommendations.
The judge said, you know what, I'll release the introduction, the conclusion, and there's an indication that the special grand jury thinks that people who testified engaged in perjury.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson in Turkey. The sound of a 42-year-old woman being taken for medical treatment, pulled from the rubble a week and a half after catastrophic earthquakes. Now blamed for more than 42,000 deaths in Turkey and Syria. A year afterward that he would no longer be acting, the family of Bruce Willis reports that Willis is suffering from a form of dementia. Asian financial markets closed lower. Europe is opening the same way. This is CBS.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy.
And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Ittner, the veteran American war correspondent who's living in Ukraine, reporting from Lviv this week. He also has a YouTube video blog. His name is Philip Ittner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. You'll need that to find it on, to find his video blog on YouTube, and it's really worth checking out and subscribing to. He's also on Twitter as Philip Ittner. Phil, welcome back to the program. I saw that another Russian defense minister or somebody high up in the defense ministry just accidentally fell out of a 10-story window or something like that in Moscow. I mean, I'm reading reports that, you know, this huge Russian surge that was supposed to overwhelm Ukraine earlier this week has kind of fizzled out. What is it looked that way from where you are?
Well, I've actually returned from Lviv, so I'm back in Kiev. But yes, I saw that as well. The finance, it's interesting to note, she was actually the finance advisor or a member of the finance department for the Ministry of Defense. So she was the one that was raising the funding, organizing the funding for Putin's war, which even makes it more suspicious as to why it is that yet another member of Putin's, I wouldn't say inner circle, but those who have power in the Russian Federation can't seem to stay their way away from windows and keep kind of falling out of them. It's highly suspicious.
Yeah, it really is. What's militarily, what's going on there?
Militarily, it looks as though the Russian offensive that was expected for spring is kind of easing its way into starting. I don't think we've seen the actual full brunt of the offensive yet. What military experts are saying is that this might be the shaping exercise, kind of probing the Ukrainian front lines to see where they have strength and where they have perhaps weaknesses. Mm-hmm. The one exception to that is a town called Volodar, and it's south of this city Bakhmut, which is kind of passed back and forth and is still very contested. The Russians are determined to take it, and the Ukrainians are saying, you know, if you're willing to die on this hill, we're willing to, you know, take you out. But there's a city to the north of, to the south of it, where it seems the Russians tried to make a maneuver around to capture Bakhmut, and they were absolutely slaughtered. And I don't want to be glib about it, but frankly, that's what the circumstances were. And not only that, Tom, but as opposed to the conscripts, where we're seeing like something like estimates of between 300 and 500,000 conscripts who are poised for this offensive, what they used in Volodar were one of their few remaining experienced, well-trained troops. And they tried to take this town in this maneuver around Bakhmut, and the Ukrainians just absolutely took them out with drones and artillery fire. It is not going well for the Russians, even if this is just the preliminary stages of an offensive, which will include, as I say, hundreds of thousands of potential Russian conscripts. Even their shaping And their preliminary parts of their offensive are not going well. It doesn't bode well for whatever may come. Having said that, we are swiftly approaching the one-year anniversary of the beginning of the war. And the Russians do like to stage their military efforts kind of around anniversaries or symbolic dates on the calendar. So we fully anticipate this time next week to be pretty much either in the midst of or on the cusp of some sort of major military action.
Yikes. What is the status of, I know Elon Musk, most of the internet activity that happens in Ukraine now is coming via Starlink, which is a company Elon Musk owns. You told me last week that he's a fluent Russian speaker and he's been kind of sucking up to Putin. My words, not yours. And he has now told the Ukrainians that he's going to limit their ability to use his Starlink system in this war. I mean, what's the status of that? What's going on with that?
Well, it does look as though what Musk has said is that he doesn't want Starlink to be used in an offensive capability. So he doesn't want them using primarily their drones to be geosynchronized with their satellite signal that comes from his Starlink system, because Musk does not want to be seen to be taking sides. That's what he says. Now, the counter argument that I have heard, not only from Ukrainians, but from people who are experts in this field or who are military experts or supporters of Ukraine, is that, to say that it's being used offensively when the Russians are trying to invade a country
is insane.
Is a little, well, yeah, it's a hard pill to swallow because, well, yeah, your words, not mine.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to argue with you because, look, they're being invaded. So how is it an offensive capability? They're defending themselves, even if by using these drones and the Starlink system, they are able to launch counteroffensives. There's no intention. The Ukrainians have no intention of going past their 1991 borders,
right,
which arguably, would include Crimea. But, for Musk to say this is an offensive capability and that's why he's limiting their use of Starlink, it doesn't work.
I think his pulling these stunts is just got to be devastating the market for Teslas. I mean, all the people I know who own Teslas are wealthy people from Hollywood, basically. I know one person in New York who has one. And they're all liberals. They bought Teslas because they wanted to be, electric and avant-garde and hip and all. And now they're trying to get rid of them. I mean, they're disco. Anyway, we'll move on from that topic. I was reporting earlier in the week, this was a report, I was quoting the Washington Post, which was quoting another report suggesting that at least 6,000 Ukrainian children have been kidnapped by Russian soldiers and transported back to Russia, where they have created over 30 re-education camps. Some of these children, the youngest that they could definitely confirm was 4 months old, but most of them are, kids from 4 or 5 years old up until their early teens. And what do you know about this?
Well, Tom, this is one of the most disturbing aspects of any conflict. As you say, I've been to a few wars in my time, and it's always the kids that affect me most, and it's deeply troubling. Now, the reason why I was out in Lviv was because I spent some time with an American aid program focusing on children, and it's on my YouTube channel, and I urge not to be self-promoting too much here, but I urge folks to go and take a look at my YouTube channel, where I have the latest vlog that I put in just simply called The Kids, because it's devastating what this war is doing to them. They are losing education. They are aware that there is a possibility that they might be killed. They are aware even that, there's a possibility there are people out there who mean them harm. And yes, we have heard many reports, and there was a U.S. report that came out just recently about this, about the fact that children are being abducted from Ukraine and forcibly moved to Russia in a cynical, cynical maneuver. And even to the extent, they're not even hiding it, Tom. They're not even hiding it. They're admitting openly. There is a video of a woman who purports to be the head of a humanitarian program in Russia. And she had a meeting with Vladimir Putin, and she proudly proclaimed that she had, quote unquote, adopted a 15-year-old boy from Mariupol so that she could be, so that he could be reprogrammed away from being Ukrainian, which they claim to be all Nazis, and be good Russians and good Slavic members of society. The illness in Russia runs so deep that this woman openly proclaimed that she had, again, quote unquote, adopted, but realistically kidnapped a child from Mariupol, a 15-year-old, to brainwash him away from being Ukrainian. It is one of the most cynical, deplorable, and frankly disgusting things I have ever seen in my life. And it breaks my heart deeply. As awful as things are on the front line for me, Tom, in any war that I've ever been in, whether it was in Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kurdistan, Georgia, you name it, it's the kids. It's the kids, because they don't deserve what us foolish adults do when we desire power or lust after something that somebody else has and we use violence to attain it. It's the kids that are caught in the middle, and it breaks my heart every time. So go take a look at that blog, and you'll see some of these children. And you'll get a glimpse of them being children again, but you just know they're never going to be the same.
Right, over at the Phil Itner YouTube channel. Philip Itner YouTube channel. Phil, we got about a minute and a half here before we hit a hard break. I can't stop. You're back in Kyiv. How is life there? How are you doing? How are the people around you doing?
We're all waiting for the other shoe to drop, Tom. We know that this is coming. We know the Russians. We know the enemy. We know how they behave. We're expecting attacks on the capital. We're expecting a major offensive. There are reports of airplanes being positioned in Belarus, just very close to the border, here in the center of the country, near the capital. So airstrikes might be a very real possibility, although Ukrainian air defense is still very strong. But there is a sense of preparation and anxiety, not only here in the capital, but as I say, I was out in Lviv, and that same attitude is there. I know, speaking to colleagues and friends and fighters out on the front lines, everybody is kind of getting ready for whatever this one-year anniversary will be, one-year anniversary on February 24th, next Friday. And there are preparations being made. But there's an awful lot of faith in the armed forces of Ukraine. They have performed excellently, and we're hoping that they can keep up that track record. But even if the Russians are able to make advances, they will not be able to take the territory that they need to conquer this country before the NATO-supplied modern armored systems, the Bradleys, the Challengers, the Leopards, the Abrams, are online here. And when that happens, this war moves to a war of maneuver. And I suspect, and we certainly all hope here, that it will mean the Ukrainians will gain the upper hand and possibly push back the Russians to those 91 borders.
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears. Phil Itner, Philip Itner, Itner, Philip Itner over on YouTube. Check out his video blogs there. Phil, thanks again for the report. It's always good checking in with you. Stay safe, my friend.
We'll talk again soon. Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Phil. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, good news about electrification of America and bizarre news out of Kentucky having to do with abortion. I'll tell you about those right after the break.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and so it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal, but many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, they may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. These are freeze-dried meal toppers that are loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle them on top of your pet's food for delicious taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and their immune system. These toppers are wonderful for our dogs, Blue and Chewy. Now they get all the nutrients they need for a full and healthy life, and they go nuts when Louise opens the package to put it on top of their food. They love this stuff. So do the cats, by the way. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products like our pets have, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. You've got nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. And check it out. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Just some amazing stories here. In good news, the Biden administration is now going to be requiring
the car chargers. I find this absolutely fascinating. The Inflation Reduction Act has allocated billions of dollars to subsidize or give tax credits or even outright pay for, in some cases, charging stations, EV charging stations all across the United States. Up until this point, Tesla has had the largest network in the country, but they have an adapter that's unique to Tesla. Well, under this new Biden rule, all these, and this is actually going to force Tesla to make these changes, all of these car charging stations have to be universal. There's a new standard for them. And, you know, all the cars that come out now are standard like this. I'm continuing to love this Hyundai Ioniq 5 that Louise and I bought a couple of weeks ago, a month ago or so. It's just, I've never owned a fully electric car before, and it blows my mind every day. It's so much fun to drive, and it's so cheap to drive. And, you know, now you've got electric cars that are coming out in the $20,000 range, you know, they're in the same price range as inexpensive gasoline cars, because there's so few, you know, there's a lot fewer parts. I mean, there's hundreds of parts in a gasoline motor, you know, not to mention the motor and then the cooling system and then the transmission and all of that. I mean, with an electric car, you've got a battery, you got a couple of electric motors, and that's it, and a computer that runs it all. So, but anyhow, these charging systems, it's called CCS, they're called combined charging systems, is the standard. And it's going to be required. The first tranche of billions in federal funds is going out to the states this week. And, you know, companies like ChargePoint and Tesla and EVgo are all competing for the money. But in order to get it, A, the chargers have to be made in America. B, 55% of the parts in the chargers by value has to come from American manufacturers, and you know, and C, they have to be universal chargers, not just unique to Teslas. And so increasingly we're building out this infrastructure. We just have, you know, in our garage, we just have a little outlet, you know, plugs into the wall, in a normal wall outlet, and it recharges the car overnight. It's no big deal. And now here in Oregon, there's this surge pricing thing where your electricity at night costs about a quarter of what it costs during the day, and you can program your electric car to only charge itself at night. So, you know, you're paying even less for, you know, the equivalent of gasoline. It's a new day. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. We'll be right back. I got to tell you about this law in Kentucky, too. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with that story and your calls on the other side of this break.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Iowa and other states in the Midwest have gotten another dose of winter snow.
I've been in Texas all winter working, so I haven't really drove much in the snow this year. This is my really first snowstorm driving for the winter.
That storm now over the Great Lakes and central to eastern Canada. In East Palestine, Ohio, 2 weeks after that hazardous train derailment, Environmental Protection Agency Chief Michael Regan.
I want the community to know that we hear you, we see you, and that we will get to the bottom of this.
President Biden reports on those recent flying objects that he ordered shot down. One big Chinese spy balloon, three smaller things, unclear just what, but believed harmless.
I've directed my team to come back to me with sharper rules for how we will deal with these unidentified objects moving forward, distinguishing between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that necessitate action and those that do not.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. And many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your pet's immune system. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as a meal topper, and they love this stuff. Dynavite is so confident that your pets will benefit from their products like our dogs did. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. And check out these extraordinary meal toppers. Dynavite.com. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Check it out. Dynavite.com. It is Dynavite.com. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Did we just lose our music? Oh, you did. Okay, all right. Well, welcome back. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Abortion could be prosecuted as homicide under a new piece of legislation that was just introduced into the Kentucky legislature. State Representative Emily Calloway, who beat a former Democratic representative in the last election, has filed House Bill 300. This was filed on Tuesday of this week. Abortion is already banned in Kentucky with exceptions only for life-threatening risks. But this bill would define abortion as murder. So if a woman takes abortion pills that she gets through the mail in Kentucky, or if a woman leaves Kentucky and goes to, say, Illinois or Michigan and gets an abortion, when she comes back home, she could be arrested, she could be prosecuted, she could be put to death by lethal injection. This is a serious piece of legislation. She writes that her bill would apply, quote, the same legal principles as would apply to the homicide of a person who had been born alive. I just don't even know what to say about this other, you know, Calloway said the bill kind of speaks for itself. Yeah, I guess so. The Supreme Court is weighing whether to temporarily suspend the trigger law. The ACLU is trying to litigate this, but boy, talk about taking it up a notch. This is what I've been warning about this for years. There have been numerous Republican representatives and senators and members of the House of Representatives over the years who have supported so-called personhood bills. And what personhood bills do is assign to a fetus or a zygote or an implanted and fertilized egg, assigned to that blob of tissue the rights of a fully developed living human being. And therefore, if you do something that ends the life of that tissue, you have committed murder. And, you know, there's been a lot of us for a lot of years saying this is where this is going to lead. And people are, oh, no, they'd never do that. Nobody's going to think like that. That's never going to happen. Well, no, it's under, you know, there's a proposal to make it happen right now in Kentucky. Kentucky, right? Yeah. This is, the home of Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul, of course. What do you expect? All righty, let's pick up your phone calls here. Rose in Chicago. Hey, Rose, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, my comment and question just kind of, I guess, dovetails with what a previous caller talked about. My question is, why aren't the Dems using, like, the bounty hunter model to fight back against things like assault weapons, assault rifles? I know there was, in the past, there was talk of using it, but
they did in California.
Pursue it?
I'm pretty sure
they
passed that law. I remember when it was introduced. I can't say for certain that it's been passed and signed by the governor. I thought it was. But I haven't heard of anybody using it. But frankly, I haven't heard of anybody using the bounty hunter law in Texas to go after women there either. I think that the bounty hunter, just think about it, Rose. If you lived in a state where you could use a bounty hunter law to go after somebody who bought a gun or got an abortion, for that matter, once you bring that lawsuit, your name goes public. And that is stepping into the lion's den, regardless of which side of the argument you're on, you know.
And I think that probably the reason why these laws have not been used, to the best of my knowledge, now I might be wrong. If anybody knows of, you know, the bounty hunters being used in Texas, you know, please let me know. But if they haven't been used, my guess is that the reason they haven't been used is that nobody wants to have to endure the death threats that come with being that high profile.
Well, that's true. But maybe there's other things they could use the civil courts for. Do it that way. But
yeah, it's a great question, though. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, the Supreme Court has said that these bounty hunter laws, which are basically a way of getting around due process, that they're illegal. And frankly, I think Democrats should be making a broader use of them. I'm with you, Rose. Rose, thank you. Eric in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind this morning? Or this afternoon, actually, for you.
Tom, I want to thank you, man, for all the focus and attention you bring to the Supreme Court.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Eric. Any chance, are you driving? Is that why I can't? Why it's kind of broken up?
Yes, I have my headset on. Is that better?
Yeah, just speak loudly, and then we'll be good. So what were you saying again?
Okay. I said I want to applaud you for the focus you bring to the Supreme Court and how it is at the center of pretty much most of what's wrong with the country. My question is, if Biden decided to expand the Supreme Court, what is the process? If Biden wants to expand the Supreme Court.
Right. What's the process for the Biden administration to expand the Supreme Court? Well, the Biden administration can't do it. Congress has to do it. The Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says that the Supreme Court shall operate under regulations defined by Congress, and that one of those regulations is defining the size of the Supreme Court, in addition to the budget and everything else. And so, Congress has changed the number of members of the Supreme Court, I believe, 9 times now since the founding of our republic, maybe 10 times. We've had as many as 10 members of the Supreme Court. That was after Lincoln was assassinated, actually after Andrew Johnson left office. We've had as few as 6. That's where we started. Right now we're at 9. I think we should go to 13. But this is something that would have to originate in the House of Representatives. It could be passed by a simple majority. It doesn't require a supermajority, 2/3. Then it would go to the Senate, where again, it could be passed by a simple majority, although the Republicans would almost certainly filibuster it, which would require, you know, the 60% to override it. And then it goes to the president to be signed. That's how it works. So, Eric, great question. Thank you for asking it. Ernest in Queens, New York. Hey, Ernest, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, a whole bunch, because you got a lot of stuff this morning. Regulation, you was talking about this morning, with the airlines, over the doors.
Yeah.
The whole thing with regulation in general, airlines, trains, infrastructure, all in general, was supposed to be to make things safe and efficient. This is my thinking. Okay, so I don't understand why these Republicans want to take down regulation, because every time they do, then you see something happens.
Right, but the regulations
diminish profits. And then they want to turn around and blame
us,
the people that made the regulations.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, the reason why the Republicans opposed the regulations, the reason why the airlines didn't want to harden their cockpit doors until after 9/11 was because it cost money. They didn't want to reduce their profits. They didn't want to, you know, reduce the millions of dollars that they're paying their senior executives in order to pay to harden the cockpit doors. Norfolk Southern, I believe, is the railroad with the crash in Ohio. They didn't want to put the new electronic, and I say new, like within the last couple of decades, the new electronic brakes that improved braking by 60% and would have prevented that accident. And they didn't want to have their toxic substances labeled as toxic substances because it would cost them more money. It would cost them more money to upgrade all of their rail cars to the new kind of brakes. And there are certain routes on which you cannot carry hazardous substances. So you have to use, you know, longer routes that go through more rural areas. You can't carry them through some cities and things like that. And so they didn't want to have them labeled. The reason why these companies oppose regulation is because it reduces profits. It saves lives.
Well, let's push back on that.
Say what?
Let's push back on that. I have an idea with the Supreme Court. They've made this thing with the free speech, money is speech.
Right.
Okay, so the argument back, I would argue back, okay, if money is speech, then we need to regulate that because everybody don't have money. Everybody's allowed to vote, okay? And you can promote your candidate that you like. But everybody doesn't have money.
I completely agree.
So there should be a cap. Obviously, there should be a cap.
And we had those laws, Ernest. And, you know, after the Nixon bribery scandals in 73 and 74 and 1975 and 76, Congress passed multiple laws limiting money in politics, criminalizing bribing politicians. I mean, just some really great legislation. And there were other laws already on the books. I mean, the Tillman Act was from 1909, which made it a federal crime for corporations to give money to candidates for federal office. The Supreme Court blew all of those laws out of the water. They overturned over, it wasn't quite 1,000, but they overturned, because there were state laws as well as federal laws regulating money in politics. They overturned hundreds of laws with these three decisions, Buckley, Bilotti, and Citizens United. And in doing so, they have turned American politics into, basically legalized prostitution. It's, you know, legislation for sale, regulation for sale. And what the people of America want.
Republicans are trying to take the country apart.
Spot on, Ernest. Yeah, the majority of Americans would like, for example, an assault weapons ban. It's not going to happen because the weapons manufacturers are giving money to the GOP. The majority of Americans would, we could go through a long, long list. Would like college to be cheaper. Ain't going to happen because they're Republicans.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I should say it ain't going to happen because of Republicans taking money from ideological billionaires who think that college should only be for rich people. You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. You know, I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in, and I can say with full confidence, having used it for almost a decade, that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheaper free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all. Secondly, ExpressVPN now uses Lightway, a new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today and get...
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it?
goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls, Monty in Gearing, Nebraska. Hey, Monty, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I've been listening since 2003, and I wanted to ask you if you thought that Ro Khanna's new bill would pass since he introduced it with Marco Rubio.
Which, you know, I'm not familiar with which legislation you're referencing here.
I got on an email Monday night. It's the National Development and Coordination Act.
Which does it what?
One of the key parts is it will create an economic development council to rebuild the American workforce.
Huh.
They will go through look at places that used to have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like steel mills.
Yeah, revive the Rust Belt, in other words.
Revise the 70,000 businesses we lost, some of them, that yep. we lost the last 40 years. It'll restart up some of them. And it's a $20 billion in 10 years. Mm-hmm. It would authorize $20 billion in 10 years.
Wow. Wow. You know, we'll have to ask him about it when he comes on the program next time. Is he going to be on tomorrow, Sean? Be next week. Presumably, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason I called, I was thinking it was Friday. I thought he wasn't on, going to be on Friday, but he might be on tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he's typically on every other Friday. We try to set it up so that, you know, and Mark Pocan's on Wednesdays, and so we try to set it up so they alternate. But then when one of them, you know, their schedule gets blown to hell because of votes and stuff, you know, it kind of messes it up. So occasionally they're both on in one week, and sometimes we have a week where neither of them is on, like this week. But you know, it all works out in the end. So, Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it might have a chance to pass since he's put in with the Republican. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Partnering, nothing wrong with partnering with Marco Rubio to do good. I mean, I'm all in favor of bipartisanship when it actually accomplishes good things. It's rare that you find a Republican who will do that. But good on Ro Khanna. Monty, thanks for putting that on my radar screen.
And,
I appreciate.
If I could
it.
Ask you real quick about Ricketts, our governor.
Mm-hmm.
We had Governor Ricketts' term limit was up this last election, and he helped elect our new governor, Pillen, is his name. He gave him $1.5 million to help elect him.
Mm-hmm.
So Pillen would appoint him, Ricketts, the senator, to replace Ben Sasse, who left quit politics and left to go to Florida.
Right.
And now our new senator is going to be Ricketts.
Oh, geez.
So I thought it had to be voted in.
It's every state has different laws about how senators get replaced, but many states have that it's just a simple appointment by the governor. Other states, the governor's appointment has to be ratified by the state senate. Although I'm guessing it would be anyway. In some cases, you have to have a special election, like, you know, the like they did down in Georgia, for example.
Yeah, that's so what I thought they'd have to do.
Yeah, okay. No, it varies from state to state. Monty, thanks for the call. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Tom, you were talking about fascism yesterday, and maybe you can enlighten me if I'm wrong in my thinking about this, because I've been looking at what's been happening with Israel, and they've had thousands of people protesting.
Hundreds of
Netanyahu,
thousands.
Yeah, he wants to do the same thing that Orban did with taking over the courts.
Yep.
And
that Trump tried to do.
Yeah. Maybe you can have somebody on in the future about this, because something is, it's kind of concerning, because I like Hakeem Jeffries. I like him a lot. But at the same time, his biggest donor was the hard conservative PACs from Israel.
APAC.
And I'm wondering. And it seems to me that we're in this place where people like me, who I never thought I would be calling my reps and telling them that I don't want my tax dollars going to support Israel anymore. But the hard right takes over, and they take over the courts, and they turn into a country like Hungary. Then I certainly don't want to be supporting them. But it seems if you criticize any criticism of Netanyahu, you get labeled as anti-Israeli.
Yeah. Or anti-Semitic.
I don't know. I guess I'm looking just to hear what you think, what your opinion.
There's a very real threat to the Israeli political system, represented by this corrupt man, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is facing criminal charges, the possibility of going to prison. And one of the things that he's trying to do in his reformulation of the Israeli court system is basically make it so that even if he gets convicted, he can overturn his own conviction, that he can overrule the courts, with the collaboration of the Knesset, of their parliament. And or at least right. That's my understanding of how it works. I've been reading Haaretz, which is the Israeli progressive newspaper. You can read it online. It's available free. And The Guardian has been doing some really good coverage of this.
Yeah, that's right.
Even the Jerusalem Post has gotten into some of it, and they're typically kind of conservative.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, I never thought that Israel would have to worry about falling into fascism, just like I never thought we would.
But, I didn't either. And what's driving it there and what's driving it here, and certainly what drove it in Hungary, sadly, is racism. This is what you see in country after country that is turning hard right. Down in Italy, for example, they just elected a fascist as the prime minister. Her whole campaign was brown people from Syria are coming into Italy. You've got a right-wing government now in Sweden. The leader of Sweden's, he was elected, elected on a campaign of keeping out the immigrants. This is what took Viktor Orban to power, was, that big crisis when Russia bombed the crap out of Syria and all these Syrian refugees fled into Europe. A bunch of them went to Hungary. And that was what Orban did. Here in the United States, the Republicans are talking about brown people from south of the border. In Israel, it's the Palestinians. I mean, it's always racism that seems to be driving these hard right movements, and it's not a good thing. Ed, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivot.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.